You lost us.
I did. I'm sorry. I heard the lady say, I've been kicked from this conference. And I'm like, oh, no, Tina was asking me a question.
Yeah. So,
I apologize. Yeah,
that's okay. What I was saying was is that you took the money today, and
yes,
it'll be billed starting today, but you won't see – we won't see any results for 2 weeks as far as, like,
results.
A search where people could go on. So that, to me, doesn't seem right.
So we're building everything out. So right now we have to do everything properly with Google. Like I said, what we do is we're going to build out your Google business profile. So we're working for you guys behind the scenes and building that and sending everything out for you. It is a process. That's why we're doing the onboarding call within 24 hours. Typically they do it within 1 to 3 days, but I always push for 24 hours with my clients because like you did say, you guys do purchase for the first month. So I like to get you guys up and running as fast as possible. And that's why with my tech team reaching out to you, they're going to start that process very quickly. Now here, I already built out your Google business profile. I'm going to send it over to my tech team. So they're going to do work. So tomorrow when they contact you, they're going to say, hey, these are the lists of keyword phrases that are the most popular that we did research on for you guys. So they're not coming to the table empty-handed. They're coming to the table ready to rock and roll with you guys because now you guys are paying for that service. We want to get you results as fast as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, it just sounded like to me it was going to take a couple of weeks to get everything up and running.
Yeah, so it's going to take a couple of weeks to get everything up and running, but – you'll have that, and once it's up and running, you'll be able to search for yourself on Google, yes. And the you already have your dashboard. So, Rod, you should have received a couple text messages right then and there, a couple welcome, but one actually has a username and password for you guys to log into that that dashboard itself. Now, there is one that says Rodney. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, okay? Click that link because that's going to take you to there. First, it's going to take you to our terms and conditions where you and I just – I read off that service page to you. There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One's going to say you received text messages. The other one's going to say you're the card authorization holder. You will just type your name, your first, middle, initial, and last name. Once you do that, that's going to take you straight to your login page for us.
All right. You just sent me a username and a password.
You have to create it, right? You haven't done that yet, right? You haven't created your username or password?
So the username and password we send to him, we create it for him because, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but you should have received at least 3 text messages. I don't need to bombard it either. I'm sorry. But there's one that says, Rodney, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Now, to get to the dashboard, you have to go through that. That's the subscription terms and agreements that we have. So if you click that link, that's just going to take you to what I read off to you for the voice verification, the service agreement, what we're going to do for you.
Let's kind of do one thing at a time, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Click that link, and I'll walk you through it one thing at a time for you.
Yeah, I did click on it, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So there's two checkboxes at the bottom. There's going to be...
I'm kind of going through with the Google Workplace. Or Workplace.
No problem. Yeah.
Advanced reporting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me know when you get down to the bottom. So the services for the Google Business Profile Optimization, that's what we're going to be doing for you. The Google Business Profile Access, directory submissions. You already have a website, so we're not going to be doing that. The Facebook business page, the Facebook business, the Facebook ads is what we would do as well. The Google ads and the Google guarantee, those don't apply to you. We're not doing those. Google Workspace, advanced reporting, client support, SMS communications, delivery date, client responsiveness, payments. You can see the full breakdown there. seasonal holds if you ever did, like I said, cancellations and stuff like that. And then you have at the bottom, it's just the two check boxes when you're ready. And I'm going to make the notes here to put on here. Tina.
Oh, it's thread. It's not getting any. Does it? Is it? What's the word I want for it? Case sensitive?
I don't think so. I think if you just type it, it won't do anything.
Working on your account. Please check 2-3 business days. Blah, 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 blah. No, I don't want to chat with you. I just got a check, whatever there. Would you like to have a chat with one of our team members? No, not yet. Research phase. So what's the primary search phase? This just says my profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where do I go from there? What's the...
So there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. Did you already click those two? The receive text messages and then
yes.
I certify. Okay, and then you typed in your name, Rodney A, and then your last name?
Yeah, it kicked me to sign in.
Okay, perfect. So you're at the username and password for your this is where you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing, right? So if you go back to your text messages, there's another text there that says, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. It has your username, which is your phone number, and then it says, Threads, you can log into your account, and then you would be able to put your own password there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it just doesn't say that yet, so.
Okay. If you're having trouble with that, my tech team is going to call you tomorrow at 3. They can walk you through that process and make sure that you're in there with the right password, so that way there's no confusion and you don't get locked out of your account as well.
Yeah, right now I can just leave the password as is.
Yeah,
and I can
100%.
I can update it when I need to.
Whenever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely have that option as well. Okay. So you have that. That's good. I have all the services. I also have all the adding Tina to the list, adding all three emails as well. In your inbox, you should have, which you already accepted it, is our 3 p.m. call tomorrow with our tech, with my tech team. So we're going to be reaching out. Like I said, if they're going to call you, if you want to say, hey, can you give me at least 15 minutes and give me a call back at 3:30, they absolutely will do that for you. So that way Tina can be on that call as well too. Okay.
Right. Is there an app that I can put on my phone to just click on that?
They're going to walk you through that. I'm pretty sure, I know they were working on it, but I think we have a what's called a local splash app, so you can just click that and log in there. So they'll walk you through to add that correctly with the username and password as well.
Okay, that's important to me.
Yeah. That way you don't have to keep going back to links on the Safari. I definitely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Cool, I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
No problem. So I'll contact you guys tomorrow at 3, and then I do want to formally welcome you guys, though, to Local Splash. We are like a family, so if you guys need any help or anything like that, like if your account manager hasn't responded back to you, please reach out to me as fast as possible, and then I'll make that happen for you guys, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. No problem. You guys have a good evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.